Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia, the supervisor here in the fire department. Can I have your first and last name?
Faye Hodges, F-A-Y-E Hodges.
You said Faye?
Yes.
Okay. Will it be under a different first name?
No.
Okay. Verify your email address.
Plutonium14@PLBox.com. I would never have thought that up on my own. That's one of my daughter's email accounts.
Okay.
I have no idea what
first,
it means.
And verify your shipping address.
1725 Southwest Boulevard, Apartment 101, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74107.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay. That information you verified was correct. Looks like the, well, except for the name, is under a Jan Hodges?
That's my daughter's name.
Okay. Looks like she signed up for the entry to the sweepstakes drawing to win the KitchenAid mixer. And then it looks like she also signed up for the discount shopping store membership where you receive a $125 voucher to spend in the store online. And that's $56.95 a month, but that was declined and the account was canceled. So how can I help you?
I don't know what this $5.74 charge is.
That is for the entry for the sweepstakes that for the drawing that she signed up for to win the KitchenAid mixer.
Huh. She's got a KitchenAid mixer. I can't imagine she would have. Is there any way to track where it was signed up from?
Well, yes. We have the name and email address and telephone number and address on the account.
Well, I mean, I understand that, but I mean, there's no way to, if somebody had that information, they could have signed up for it. I don't know why they would have, but just like I don't know why she would have signed up for the mixer since she has almost a brand new one.
Well, I don't know, ma'am. I couldn't tell you. That's a question you would have to ask your daughter.
Yeah. Well, is there any way to cancel that charge?
Well, the account's been canceled to stop all future charges, but this is the fraud department. If you're stating that you did not place this order, we would have to get this sent over to the local county police department, so that way whoever used your credit card and information fraudulently can be prosecuted. We do send over the IP address, which does show the exact device and location where this was ordered from. I do have to let you be fully aware that if it does come back to the information you verified over this recorded line, you could be prosecuted for fraudulent claims of fraud. Would you like to proceed with the fraud claim?
Well, no, we'll hold off on that until I get a chance to speak with her specifically about that. But there won't be any future charges, right?
No, ma'am. The agent you spoke with canceled your account.
Okay. Okay. She usually tells me about things like that, so unless she's getting older and forgetful like me, but, that would be something I could give her a hard time about. But anyhow, so that won't be any more recurring charges, right?
Correct.
Okay, and then this OGC payment. Now, that was my debacle. That got canceled.
What OGC payment? What is that?
It's the first charge was $1. They shouldn't have charged me that because I called and canceled immediately. As soon as I realized what had happened, it was supposed to be an opportunity to get a discount.
That's a different company, ma'am.
Yeah. But I mean, does it show that they're scheduled to make another charge?
No, ma'am.
Okay, because that was supposed to be, this $1 charge wasn't even supposed to come through.
Yeah, that's a different company. But is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that was it. I just didn't know what this $5.74 charge was.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.